From Polycast, the official podcast of a Bolton Civilization site at Bolton.net. Cut. Snippets of what did not make it into the final episode for episode 18. Oh.
Yay! Hey, wake up. I've been up since 5 this morning and it's now 20 to 12 at night.
That sounds like my yesterday. That's why I'm still asleep.
Wow. So, Dale, are you volunteering? Excellent. Thank you. Go for it.
No, I heard Lockerus speak up, actually.
We tried to record a show this week, but no one wanted to do the introduction, so we said, forget it. Both Ken, Impaler, WRG, and Bruce, Grand Patrol Cronkite, actually share the same birthday, the 13th, not the same date.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Yeah.
Sav and I share the same birthday and only a year apart.
Ooh. Scary.
And actually, today we are recording the episode on the 23rd of June. It's Joe Snoopy369's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Snoopy.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. And on the 25th, Rich Provost Harrison turns 30.
That's a scary number.
You know, someone actually started his birthday thread like 2 weeks in advance. What's up with that? They think he's important or something. Well, I got news for them. Oh, no, wait. You might.
Well, what have you guys got to do this morning?
You keep talking, that's okay.
Yeah, you can talk for 3 hours, but it'll do the same thing as with a discussion.
Most of it will probably end up in Dan's trash can as like edit, edit, edit.
As soon as my outbox.
Well, the server will crash, will it?
That assumes it's online first. Never mind. Dale's now thankful that I'm hosting this conference.
Actually, I don't know, because Canada's not in it.
Oh, my.
Well, yes, we are. We're under the British umbrella. See. That's...
Yeah, weren't they just a territory of the UK?
Well, it's true. In World War II, we declared war a week after Britain, but that was more symbolic than functional.
Yeah, not like Canada did much, was it?
I am the host of this conference. You gave us the exclusive now. Okay, good.
Hey, I had to get you back for the last podcast where you said you had no interest in World War II.
Not that there's anything against other World War II scenarios, including Desert War. Whew, covered my bases there. But
that's just one example, and the whole list of extras that I've expanded on the actual epic game just goes on and on and on. This one starts well before when there's no war, but it's starting the build-up towards war.
You were concerned, and that's why it's Road to War, isn't it? You were concerned what I'd think. Aww.
Yeah, exactly. Just you. John Schaefer will be going through, from Firaxis, he'll be going through a lot more in-depth with the actual mods that are included in Beyond the Sword over the next few weeks, he's announced. So, looking forward to a lot more information about all the mods and scenarios that are coming out with it.
Yeah, definitely. I've already had some information in the last couple of days.
Hmm.
Yes, last couple of days.
last 48 hours.
Last 20.
With the focus on the last 6 hours, pretty much.
The weekend, everyone spam Beyond the Sword.
Yeah.
Come on, Dan, use your influence to get onto IGN and GameSpot and tell them when to release it.
Well, we told them off once before, but it doesn't seem to have helped much.
That's true.
Appleton, who are they?
What's this guy? I've never heard of it.
And that there's no pre-settler.
Yeah. That's okay, I'll just play with Will Nine's mod.
What? You're abandoning your world builder strategy?
Well, thank you very much, Dale. We learned a lot. At least I did. We're looking at the events of the Third Age in the land of Erebus, known as the Age of Ice, where the source of the endless cold and how it finally came to an end 350 years in, where the one on CFC covers the Fourth Age. Some other notable points, the player is the only one in the world able to use magic, either through his heroes or units that have access to various spells, and they are on a fixed map instead of a randomly created one, as seen in the public Fall from Heaven.
You can also capture animals.
Oh, yes, animals. What kind of animals? I forget already.
Ooh, we've seen dragons, we've seen mammoths.
Well, the pirate.
Yeah, a pirate, yeah. That looks pretty interesting.
Interestingly, just straight under an ad for pirates.
Can you capture trolls? We have a problem with those.
Yeah.
And I believe one of the articles also mentioned this road to war thing. I don't know. Oh yes, here it is. GameSpot lets you wage the great struggle in either Europe or the Pacific as either the Axis or Allies. Broken Star features a modern-day Russian Civil War. Afterworld on GameSpot is described as a turn-based tactical scenario that looks like a cross between XCOM and Diablo. So on behalf of Imran and I guess myself, is there a way to play on Free Settler?
Yeah, this is not a scenario for you, Dad.
No.
May I suggest Spain?
Yeah.
Who weren't even in the war.
This existing mod with Beyond the Sword, it runs on my PC, but that's about it. It's just playable.
Considering that there's literally hundreds of units on the map at any one time, all moving, and the sheer amount of graphics that it's loading, and all the animations, and it's a huge world map, is just going to grind anything but a new computer to its knees.
In other words, stockpile some more RAM now.
Yeah. RAM and a very good graphics card probably as well.
And if Bill is listening to this, then yes, I'll have my free shares now.
I was just thinking, if you're listening to the show and like the sponsor.
First, all the hosts, new computers.
Yeah. We'll say how shiny you are. We might not mean it, but... wasn't supposed to say that part. Uh-oh.
And what would you do if emailed you?
I don't know what Dan would do.
If I had a boat, I could use it as an anchor.
They make the door stops, too.
Paperweight? Oh, landscaping! Yes!
And the Mac users thought they might get an easy week. No, Imran wasn't here.
But he is here.
Ooh.
You've been possessed by the spirit of Imran?
Oh, what about for those who find out there's no pre-settler and we don't actually load the mod? Then how are we supposed to
know? Google.
We spare no expenses when it comes to special effects.
What are we spending there? 2 cents?
Exactly. Hire. Yeah. Like for this show, we hired Imran and Mackie. Woo.
What am I, chopped liver?
You were already here. I just kind of dragged you along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It has a large fan base, especially in Cyphonetics. I think a lot of Apollotoners have played it as well. Yeah, I think all those people will get a lot of fun out of this. Pretty solid mod.
And the graphics are amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the Babylonians are going to be fairly popular in MP, actually.
As compared to single player?
Well, as opposed to some of the other leaders.
No. Except you can now mix and match leaders and civs.
Oh yeah, that's right. Bordica of the Romans?
Yeah.
Oh, I have plans for that, yeah.
Yeah, but they're good for rushing. That's always popular in MP, I guess.
Yeah, with wheel and agriculture, then you only have to get animal husbandry to have chariots, so you can have a mixed chariot and archer rush, which you get archery too.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the cataphract does in battle, though, because that not being immune to first strike, I don't know. I don't know if that's too big of a penalty or not for the extra 2 strength.
Well, extra 2 strength is pretty powerful.
That just makes it an attack unit. But I reckon this cataphract unit is going to be a pretty good attacking unit, because it sort of makes first strikes redundant, and the extra 2 strength is always handy in combat.
Basically, my favorite trait combination in the game, in Vanilla Warlords, it belonged to Catherine. That was a very popular choice for Sif to start with. So I think this will definitely be a very popular leader.
Not that you're biased or anything.
No, despite the bias.
And very controversial.
Yeah. Let's not go there.
Because the forums are already doing it for us.
Yeah. If you get plus 25% of 6, that's still 7.5, I think, which is the same as a normal X-Men. So you basically then have a normal X-Men, but one that's just better against chariots and archers and stuff like that. So I guess that does make sense. Otherwise, you have a unit that's not really any better than a normal X-Men.
When the Axeman is floating around, there's a lot of warriors and stuff like that, so you're going to be up against other melee units anyway, so that 25% reduction is going to hurt.
Yeah, that's exactly. I think your main enemy will be other Axemen, then the plus one strength doesn't help you anything.
Yeah, and the unique building, the Ziggurat, being 20 hammers cheaper than the courthouse, that's not really that much.
Yeah. If I recall correctly, De Gaulle has said some pretty nasty things about Canada, so I'm not sure if we should rely on Dan here for an opinion. Show a little virtual cleavage and all the nerds go mad.
I guess this proves they also like getting their butts kicked, because she probably will be doing that to them.
It's one of those, she can kick my butt any day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And I think with the random leaders as well, the Boudica is going to be awesome with Rome, with Praetorians.
Yeah, definitely. Some pretty strong synergy there.
It might be historical irony, but it will be really fun.
Expensive trait has been nerfed a little bit. You only get a 25% bonus for workers instead of 50%. I personally don't think that's a huge deal, but a lot of people are upset about that.
And they've changed up Augustus Caesar to imperialistic and industrious instead of creative and organized.
Oh, yes.
Dang it. I liked it the other way.
Because as I said, you have to basically choose now how much you want to invest in research and how much in espionage and how much in culture, but I don't think anyone makes an awful lot of use of that. So, do you want to move on to the new units, or to Apostolic Palace?
Why don't we let our guest co-host decide?
Units. I've got that page open.
Me too.
Me three.
That allows for some fast conquest. I don't know if they can also bombard, but it would seem logical. You can move your tanks and artillery together.
There's also a new anti-tank that has ambush promotion to start with 100 against armored units. Finally, something I can bust up at somebody else's stack of tanks with.
Yeah.
I told Gostas Keijan we're still recording, and he says, what, for nearly 3 hours?
Yeah, well, 2.5.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Then it'll sound like it was on purpose. Hey, woo.
It'll sound planned.
Planning? What? That sounds like strategy.
And creative.
Yes.
Then we have the time. We have to discuss for a long, long time what we're going to do. And Dale wants to go to bed. So Dale agrees.
No, my vote's like 1.5.
Actually, I'm buttoned for the can, not the bed.
You gotta go, man. I mean, really.
I got a cup here somewhere.
And that'll probably be cut.
Please.
We'll just end up in the blooper reel.
There we go. I'm sure there's plenty of other blither blather to include in the intro and the ending.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot.
It's one of our talents.
Yes, talent. That's a good word for it. I'm going to start using that.
Copyright 2007, a Bolton Civilization site at apolton.net.